it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR. Thanks for joining in to Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick, and we got Jose Rodriguez over here on the boards running everything. How you doing, Jose?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you doing, Nick?
Oh, after those last three stormy, nasty days, today's just a beautiful day.
All right. You know, I actually like the rain.
Yeah, I guess, like, you know what? That's why we live around here.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it for the change of climates?
You get a better taste of the rain one day, and then you'll have a hot, humid day the next.
And next, you know, probably tomorrow will be snowing or something like that.
Oh, man, but, do not jinx that.
But you know what? It's funny, though, when you live in the region, I mean, the only reason you can sustain living here is two reasons. Either you got a great job, or it's because you like the change of the seasons. And I really, really love the change of the seasons.
I do enjoy four. I can't imagine like having summer all year long.
I lived in Florida. I lived in Orlando for one exact year. I lived from September to September. And you know what? I did not like it. You know, Christmas time, it's hot. The only time I felt like I'm getting a change of the season, I would take a shower and it might be a cool night and go outside and feel a little chilly.
Right.
Other than that, there was no change of the seasons. It just was boring all the time.
I'm sure if I moved away, I'd miss the four seasons, definitely.
Yeah, you wouldn't miss four seasons. And you miss all this great food that we got going on here that we're going to eat
goodness.
Later on. We got Chris from the Grand Park Cafe here. And man, did he bring it? You know he's Greek because the Greeks do love to give out the food. And want you to eat it, too. And we got a bunch of it here. You know, before we get to that, I want to tell all the people out there that this Wednesday, there's a show on Channel 56, 56.1 it'll be on. Mm. And it's going to have me on there.
Really?
In Taco Depot. And it's called Friends and Neighbors. It's a half-hour running show. They gave me like a five-minute segment where I'm at Taco Depot. It'll be Wednesday the 29th. It's on at 7 o'clock. It's on Channel 56. See, I don't have cable, so it's 56.1. So I invite everyone out there, you know, on Wednesday, right after the news and everything, right after Wheel of Fortune, go to 56.1 and look up Friends and Neighbors.
And you can see the face behind the voice.
Yeah, and we're at Taco Depot, which is really a cool place, probably one of the best tacos in the area that I've ever had. So we'll be there. But in the meantime, everyone out there, you're joining Let's Eat. And, you know, the whole purpose of this show is to educate people about food, about brewing, about roasting coffee beans, making wine. So we want you to join in. And the way you can join in is dial 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And you join the conversation. And what's great is Chris McGinnis from the Grand Park Cafe is giving me some gift cards, and he'll slide them to me underneath the table, and the station will mail them out, so you get a chance to try his wonderful food over at the Grand Park Cafe. And he brought a whole bunch of great stuff here.
He brought a spread.
He brought a spread, and we'll talk about it later, but we got to go visit him.
Okay.
Are we going to be able to visit him?
Yeah.
Are we going to be able? See, when I was a kid, and probably when Chris was a kid, and you were a kid, we're talking back in the 60s and 70s. I used to have a bicycle, and it was the kind of bicycle that had a banana seat, a sissy bar. And I used to cut off forks from other bikes and extend the tire so it would be like a chopper. And we used to put these playing cards in the wheels.
You know, I used to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have like Pokemon cards.
And you put them in there so everyone hear you coming down the street. And I thought, you know what? It's such a great day out today that I brought my brother's bike for you. I got it out of the shed. And he's got a nice purple one, you know, and mine's blue. And we're going to get on those bikes, and we're going to drive them over to the Grand Park Cafe, because the Grand Park Cafe is no more than, what do you think, half a mile away, a couple blocks away from here?
I'd say, yeah, like a few steps.
A few steps away
from the station, at least. Yeah.
So I got to bring my bikes out. We got those bikes?
You know what? Actually, they don't have any tires on them.
They don't?
No. One's flat, unfortunately. And so I'll just, how about I drive us in our, in my Spark?
Oh, you drive us in the Spark?
Yeah, it'll be lickety split.
Are you driving? Okay. We're going to go right down to the Grand Park Cafe. And folks, the Grand Park Cafe is right across the street from the South Lake Mall, right on Mississippi Street. You can't miss it. If you're going south, it'll be right on the right-hand side. And the Grand Park Cafe has been around forever, and we're going to ask Chris all about it and give us all the history about it. Are we there?
All right.
I see Chris.
And we're here.
Chris,
yep,
you know, I'm going to say Chris Yasu Dikanis. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Nick.
Just
Chef.
Come on closer to the thing. So we got Chris McGinnis here from the Grand Park Cafe, located in Maryville. He's been around forever. Chris, how you been?
Good, thank you.
I want to thank you for bringing all this food in. And we want the people out there to dial in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a chance to get a gift card from the Grand Park Cafe in Maryville. Chris, why don't you just give us a little background about yourself?
We've been open 25 years now. Always working in the restaurant business, various restaurants in the city here, in the town of Maryville, like the Odyssey. People remember the Odyssey.
I used to work at the Odyssey when I was 15 years old.
Chef at the Broadway Cafe for many years, until I opened up my own place here on 85th Avenue in Mississippi, way out in the boondock back in the old days.
Wasn't it, though? Back then you thought, who's going to come out here?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So we've been through an adventure.
So did you ever have any other type of jobs other than restaurant business?
I worked just a short time in a local steel mill, which I kind of gave it up for the restaurant because I had nothing special to lose other than a job at the steel mill.
Where'd you go to high school at?
I graduated from Lew Wallace.
Okay.
I attended IU in Glen Park area.
So if you're anyone like me, your parents came over from Greece?
Yes.
Where are they from? What areas?
The mainland.
Oh, from the mainland. The
mainland of Greece, yes.
So what did they cook? We all cooked at home, but did they do any cooking like in restaurant cooking?
No.
No?
They were never affiliated in the restaurant business, no.
So how old were you when you worked in your first restaurant?
Believe it, 12 years old.
Ah, you know what? It's like a mirror image of me, Jose.
I go back to the beauty spot.
Oh, the beauty spot.
If you remember out down in Glen Park there.
You know, that's a place.
Plus tables.
That's the first place I ever ate a BLT sandwich was the beauty spot. Because my dad used to have a clothing store right across the street from the beauty spot. And I used to go over there and get BLT sandwiches and things like that. But, the beauty spot was something else. So you worked at the beauty spot, and then did you always, like, when you were a kid, always, like, worked in restaurants? That's what you did as side jobs, your part-time jobs?
I always worked in the restaurant business. Went to nothing but the restaurants.
Yeah, nothing but the restaurant.
One of the most demanding jobs you can have in our service.
But why the restaurants? Why not stay in the mill? Why the restaurants?
I wanted to be adventurous. And that's why.
Really? So when did you start cooking, say, on the grill, when you really started cooking, not busing?
Yeah, that's hard to say. It's been a few years back. But always strive to please the customers and always worked for tomorrow.
Yeah, you're always working for the next day, aren't you?
For the next day, for the future.
Yeah, because in a restaurant, it's not all about what you're doing that day. You're kind of prepping for your next day all the time.
Yeah, what I'm saying is every effort we made, every day we made an effort to keep customers happy for down the road.
Right. You're always trying to retain
people. For years to come down the road, like today.
Yeah. Well, my wife, she worked for JCPenney's for 30 years. And those girls from Penny's used to go to the Grand Park Cafe over there in Maryville, Mississippi.
I remember.
Probably a couple days a week.
I remember. That was back then before they even had the food court open.
Right. And the one thing she got, and it's not odd, but, you know, you're Greek, I'm Greek, but she loved your Italian food. She loved your lasagna. Those are the things she went after, and your avolemono soup. But she really, really liked the lasagna. Is lasagna one of your bigger sellers?
It was. We sell everything in general, all ethnic type of food, Italian, Greek pork chops.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody knows, the lemon rice soup is a Greek soup,
mm-hmm.
along with all a variety of other soups. We sell Greek pork chops, Greek dishes like that, the salads, of course, and also country southern style plates like meatloaf, country steaks, country fried steaks.
Yeah. Well, how many seats does your restaurant have?
We have about 50 seats.
And now you offer delivery?
No delivery at all.
None?
None.
None. So would you go through anybody? Do you go use Uber Eats?
We do not involve anyone else other than a customer basis pickup.
Mm-hmm. You do pretty good business on carry out and pickups?
I can say it's okay. It's decent.
Now, how many people do you employ?
It varies from 10 to 12 people, sometimes more when the situation arises.
And real quick, just tell everyone your days you're open, the hours of operation, things like that, so they can know where
to go. We're open at 7 a.m. in the morning, Monday through Saturday. And we have decided to close on Sunday after they close us down for the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So we never did reopen on Sundays, which is a blessing.
It's nice to have one day
A special
to catch
day,
up,
yes.
To catch up with everything.
Yes, and on Sunday.
Yeah, when I had my restaurant, the one day we closed was Sunday. You know, just so you can...
It's a great day.
Yeah, it's a great day to have off. You get to relax. And you know what? Right now, you get to watch the Bears. I mean, that's...
Oh, absolutely.
You're watching
yeah.
some football and things like that. So give the address.
We are located about a half a mile from US 30 at 1599 East 85th Avenue in Mississippi, Maryville.
And we alluded a little bit about the pandemic. How's that going right now? I mean, are you still... I mean, back then, did they close you down? Were you doing a lot of curbside? What was going on?
We were closed completely for 2.5 months, and
wow.
then we started doing curbside and slowly opened up according to the rules and regulations that we had. But now we're open to customers, delivery.
Not delivery, but carry out and things
carry
like
outs.
That. So did you do any seating outside for that?
A minimum, a little bit. A
little bit?
It did not work out. Always windy, always something.
Yeah, so you were off of those 2 months. Was it relaxed for or was it nerving?
Nerving.
Yeah.
We didn't have any foreseeable future.
Yeah, so you didn't know what was going to happen.
Did not know what was going to happen.
Jose, you got somebody on the line?
Yes, I do. We actually have Alice calling in to have a comment.
Alice, how are you?
Oh, just fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing really good on this beautiful day. You got a comment for Chris?
I just want him to let him know I love his lemon pepper pork chop.
Well, thank you, Alice. Thank you.
Is that when you go to his restaurant, is that what you go for?
Yes, actually, I'm here right now, and I just finished eating his pork chop.
Well, are you here? Are you listening to us on the radio over there?
Yes, we are.
So if you don't eat the pork chops, what else you go for?
Oh, flounder.
The flounder, huh?
Stuffed flounder, yes, thank yeah. you. It's a homemade stuffing that we use. We make there at the house there.
Oh, wow, I have to try
now,
that.
Now, let me ask you this, Alice. You know, you're in that restaurant right now, and you're looking around, and you see the kitchen. Isn't it amazing how many things they make from scratch in a kitchen that
yes.
small?
Everything is so fresh.
I know, and it amazes me that they're able to accomplish that in such a small kitchen. Now, where do you live, Alice?
I live in Maryville.
In Maryville? Okay. So what Chris did is he gave me a gift card, and we're going to mail out a gift card to Grand Park Cafe in Maryville.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You,
and
Alice.
Thank you for
thank
listening.
Thank you, Alice.
Folks, that's all you got to do, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call, and Chris from the Grand Park Cafe in Maryville will send you out a little gift card for you to try his spot. Describe the menu for us.
The menu is diverse. We have breakfast, which is served all day long. We have the fresh homemade biscuits that we make there. We make the country gravy with the seasonings that we put in there, or traditional style country southern gravy. Fresh ingredients on the omelets. We serve all the breakfast meats. We specifically the bone off the ham off the bone that we slice to order.
So when you do your eggs, do you flip them in the pan or you put them on the griddle?
We cook them in the pan.
In a pan, so you do the flipping.
Yeah.
So you make your own sausage and gravy too?
We make it's homemade. The sausage with it's southern brought style that sausage.
That's
gravy.
That's probably one of my favorites.
You know, I have to say,
have you had it?
Yeah, your biscuits and gravy have saved me many a hangover. So I appreciate you.
You know, Chris, when I grew up, I never ate sausage and gravy. Never ate the biscuits and gravy. I don't know why, but probably 5 or 6 years ago, I had it at my restaurant. I didn't make it from scratch, but I got one in. And that's one of those items that I just love to eat, sausage and gravy.
So delicious.
Yeah, I eat a lot of that as well.
So how about the pancakes? The pancakes you do yourself, the waffles you do yourself. What kind of hash browns you use? You know, in the Greek restaurants or in the coffee shops or cafes, you know, there's a different types of hash browns. How are your hash browns done?
Today we're using the shredded hash browns. We used to have the American fries, all through the years until the pandemic. And then today we're short-handed nowadays. So we, like everybody else, are using the shredded ones.
Yeah. So are you still having problems finding people?
Absolutely. We can always use more people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I've seen that, you do with your eggs. You do pork chops with your eggs. And how much are those always a Grecian pork chop?
It's always seasoned the Greek style.
And what do they weigh? Will you give them one or two with the eggs?
For breakfast, you can have one or two, which is a little bit extra for two. But one is a good-sized pork chop.
Yeah. What do you think pork chop weighs out to be about?
It's close to a pound.
Wow.
Big. To a pound with a bone in.
Yeah.
And then it's hand-carved. So
you guys cut them off the loin?
Off the loin.
You know, that's another thing that gets me. You guys, like I said, such a small area that you're doing things like a larger kitchen would do. You know, that says a lot. What time do you start your day to get some of this stuff done?
Well, all through the day, there's always something to do.
Yeah. What time do you guys come in the morning?
7 a.m.
Okay.
7 a.m.
And what time do you guys close at night?
8 o'clock, 8 p.m.
Okay, and you're pretty much done by 8:30.
Yeah.
So a couple of things I've seen that you do with your eggs, which is different. You also offer Italian sausage with the eggs.
Italian sausage is a steak with on the side, like you get the ham and eggs.
Right.
So Italian sausage and eggs.
Gyros.
Gyros meat, yes, plenty of gyros meat on the side with your eggs.
Ribeye.
A ribeye steak, country fried steak.
That's amazing. And you cut your ribeyes from the loin?
We cut our own ribeyes from the loins, yes.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, yes. Pork chops, hand cut.
But what it makes it better, doesn't it?
It is better, yes.
Folks, we're sitting here on 89.1 FM on Lakeshore Public Radio. You're listening to Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick. We got Jose here. He's the producer. And we got Chris McGillis from Grand Park Cafe explaining his whole restaurant. He's brought us a whole array of food. It's all delicious. And we want you to dial in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a chance to win a gift card from the Grand Park Cafe. Who we got on the line?
We have Mike from Crown Point.
Mike. Hello?
Hey.
How you doing,
Chris? How
Hello.
You doing, Nick?
Hello,
good.
Mike.
So,
hey, I got a question. What's the seasoning that you use on those Greek pork chops? And, how long... You cook them well done?
Mike, that's a good question. That's a seasoning salt that you buy at the store, only that it is homemade with less sodium in there that we make it at the restaurant there. And it's homemade seasoning salt plus extra Greek seasonings that we put in there, like the oregano oregano, garlic, and some more items.
Yeah, you know how these chefs are. They don't like to tell everything, Mike.
Yeah, I want to keep some of the the secrets.
We like to make it interesting.
Well, you don't have to tell me the portions. I just was wondering what that special taste is in there. It must be the oregano that I taste.
Oregano, if you put too much, you will have a dominant flavor. So we try to balance things out.
Is Mike, is the pork chop one of the things you go for every time? Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Grecian pork chops are great. So that's generally what I go for. That and the Grecian potatoes. And
oh, you do Greek potatoes, too?
Yeah. Oh, potatoes.
Yeah, the Greek potatoes, yes.
Mike, where do you live? What town are you in from?
I live in Crown Point.
Oh, that's right, Crown Point. So you take visits out to the Grand Parc Cafe?
No, but I will be going soon. I want to try those Greek pork chops and see how they size up with the others that I've tasted in the past.
Okay.
Oh, it's just the same, Mike, only extra pork chop. So you should be hungry before you get there.
I sure will, Cristo. Thank you very much.
Because Mike, he's saying his pork chops are like a pound apiece, so have an empty belly.
Well, if you've seen my belly, I'll be able to eat them.
Okay, right, Mike.
Thank you.
We're going to send you out a gift card to the Grand Parc Cafe in Maryville.
Oh, great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
So what kind of salt do you use? Use sea salt or just regular salt when you make your seasoning?
Oh, it's kosher salt.
Use a kosher salt.
Kosher salt, yes. It's less sodium on there.
Less sodium, but it has a lot of flavor, doesn't it?
More flavor.
A lot more flavor.
It's more gourmet type.
Uh-huh. And you know what? The kosher salt is that it's coarser.
Coarser, yeah.
And when it lays on the meat, it like sits on the meat and melts in. It doesn't roll off.
It sticks on there, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, people out there, when you use the regular salt, you know, like the one with the lady with the umbrella, the Morton salt, and you throw it on some steak, what happens is when the steak gets juicy, the salt just rolls away.
Yeah.
The kosher salt, when a steak gets juicy, it sticks on it, and it sinks in. So the kosher salt, and it has a much better flavor, I think. I mean, you can eat less.
That's why they call it kosher.
That and the rabbi blessing it, too. So, folks, 769-9577, give us a call. So what sells more, Chris, sausage with your eggs or bacon?
Bacon, by far.
By far, huh?
Yeah, along with a ham.
Oh, ham steak?
Ham portions, yeah. Ham.
I just remember when I was a kid.
We never measure it. We all just hand cut, and we never measure it. Just put it on the grill.
So lunch. What do you offer for lunch? You offer a smaller portion, or is it the same as dinner? Or?
Oh, for lunch, it's still the same portions. We just don't have the room to mess around with other small quantities. People have asked for half a sandwich, which I think is not worth it. You got to have the real thing. You got to have a sandwich.
Yeah. I always stayed away from the half sandwich, too. I don't know why. It's just there's a waste of another half of bread or something like that.
It doesn't make sense.
So how many soups do you offer a day?
Two every day. And we always have the lemon rice, which we make every day for the past 25 years. And we have so many other variety of soups to make, which we never run out of different style soups, different varieties.
So you make the lemon rice plus two or the lemon rice plus
one? Lemon rice plus one more soup.
Okay. And how much lemon rice do you think you go through in a day?
We go close to 60 quarts.
60 quarts?
60 quarts.
So what's big.
Always the only soup that beats the lemon rice is the chicken and dumpling. That's when I change pots, quantities. We make the chicken dumpling on the pan that we make the lemon rice.
So what makes a good soup?
We use the bone stocks. We make bone stocks out of everything.
So you actually make your own stock?
We make our own stocks.
That's the trick. That's it.
That is the trick.
That you don't get it any place, too many places.
So when you do the ava lemon or the lemon rice soup, so you're actually, when you make your own stock, do you use the meat of the chicken too, or you just use the bones, or how do you do that?
You're always going to have meat on the bone.
Right.
Because you can't get away with it. There's always meat on the bone. But that's what makes the stock, the bone. Cook them for a long time.
You do it overnight or just all day?
We do it all day.
All day.
All day. It takes a the oven, we have the big pizza ovens that we make the stacks, all of them.
Oh, in the pizza oven?
In the pizza
oven. So where you put all in a braising pan? Oh, you brown the bones first?
We don't brown them.
Okay.
There's a trick to it, but we do make the stock every day for a variety of stocks.
And when you make a stock and you throw vegetables in, do you usually use your basic, like, carrots, celery, onions, parsley, okay, stuff like that?
You use all the basic, the triage of vegetables that you put. I like garlic, and I put extra garlic in there, which gives a lot of flavor. Once it cooks down, there's no distinguishing that there's garlic in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just robust flavor.
So when you make the avolemono, do you use all the egg or just the egg yolk?
No, you cannot use the whole egg.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just use the egg yolk. Why? Because it's going to turn into chicken egg drop soup if you use the whole thing, probably.
Yes, it will turn out like that, yes.
So I seen on your menu you have a soup and salad combo. Endless soup and salad combo. And it gets rolls, probably, right?
And rolls, yes.
And how's that go? Is that a pretty good
salad? It's great, absolutely, especially with a chicken dumpling soup.
So your dumplings, homemade.
It's homemade chicken dumplings.
Chris,
scratch.
Jose, like I said, I've seen his kitchen. I've been in there. And I never realized you made all these things from scratch. So you do your seasoning from scratch.
Yes.
You do your sausage and gravy from scratch.
Homemade Southern style sausage gravy.
Your biscuits from scratch.
Homemade biscuits.
And all your soups. Now, are you the one doing it, or do you have?
Oh no, I cannot do nothing.
Do you have a crew that kind of does it, or you have your own chef?
We have our own chef. We have a crew that hardworking crew. I want to give a shout out to my crew.
Why don't you do that? Shout out to everyone that's there.
They're doing
a
great job. Everyone from my chef to the chefs, I should say. All my personnel, especially to the people that still go to high school, have such a good hard workers, and the people that have been with us for many, many years. I want to give a shout out. Very good job, great job that they're doing, and as well as the customers. Customers, I appreciate all the customers. I want to give a big thank you to all our customers from the Grand Park Cafe. We try to always do our best. Sometimes, like, we're human people. Humans.
No, everyone makes
And we make mistakes, but thank you very much to our customers.
So the kids that work for you, when they are good workers, they usually become good people, don't they, the young ones?
Good workers. So many great kids have come through and gone through the years to a better jobs, through college.
Doesn't that make you feel good, though?
Absolutely.
When you have somebody that starts at 15 years old, works 16, 17, 18, decides to go to college, and you see, it's like your own kid, you see that how good of a person they become and their work ethic. And a lot of that is because of working in the restaurant, because it is demanding.
It's a demanding job, of course, yeah.
Who do we got on the line?
All right, our next caller is Michelle from Crown Point.
Hi, Michelle, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What question you got for Chris from the Grand Park Cafe?
My question is, I heard you mention rolls, and I'm a bread person, so do you make your own rolls, or?
Oh, okay,
gotcha. We buy the bread, though. The dough, and then we proof it, and we bake the rolls there all through the day.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gary.
Michelle.
Okay.
So, Michelle, he brought some rolls here. And
really?
And they are delicious, and they are fluffy, they're airy.
The rolls are fantastic. I was going to ask that because that's like one of the best rolls I've ever had.
Yeah, we cook them through the whole day, and they are uniform. That's why you get them around. Proofing.
They're super poofy. Super poofy.
So basically they're made from scratch, except somebody makes the dough for you. Other than that, they're doing all the steps. They're proofing it, they're baking it, and then they're serving it. And they're Michelle, when I seen these rolls, I wanted to rip it off, and you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to dunk it into my lemon rice soup. I mean, is that pretty typical? And I like to pinch the bread off, too, and throw it in and mix it up and eat it in my soup, too.
Yeah, that bread's...
So the other question is, what is one of the desserts that... Your favorite dessert that you make?
I already ate it.
I'm a big sweet.
You talking about me, Michelle?
Yeah.
My favorite?
Yeah.
Well, I love the cheesecake that we make today. It's homemade.
Oh,
yeah.
Cheesecake is so
delicious. We make
a
variety of it whenever available, like a chocolate.
I'm a cheesecake lover.
Yeah, we make a variety of it. We don't always keep it, but the plain cheesecake is always available.
Michelle, their cheesecake is fluffy, like airy.
Yeah, Nick has some.
Yeah, it's good. And it's not like...
Well, Nick, it sounds like you're going to roll out of there.
I'm going to roll out of here. I've already had some pork chops. I've already had some Grecian chicken. I had some pizza.
I've been snacking as well.
Oh, man. It's like a buffet here. It's like a, in the old day, Chris, didn't they used to say a smorgasbord?
Yes.
Like they used to say it. That used to be the term. Now it's a buffet, but back then it was the smorgasbord at the beauty spot.
And I heard you talking about the B's and G's. I love the biscuits and gravy.
So you know what we're going to do, Michelle?
Thank you, Michelle.
Chris is going to send you out, or he's going to give me a gift card to give to the station, and they're going to mail you out a gift card so you can try the Grand Park Cafe.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling
in. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Michelle.
Who do you got? We got somebody else?
Nope.
Oh, I thought I saw the blinking light again. So you do salads, and you do a traditional village salad, you call it. And what's the difference between the traditional village salad and a Greek salad?
The traditional village salad is the one with the cucumbers and tomatoes and the feta and olives and the olive oil. The regular salad, the Greek salad, has the lettuce along with the tomatoes and cucumbers and the salad dressing on top.
So,
which we make a lot of salad dressings of homemade from scratch there that we make.
You're like blowing my mind away here because I didn't realize you made all this stuff. So when you, in Greece, is there no lettuce?
They don't put the lettuce. They put the lettuce in the bottom on the village salad as a bedding.
Okay. So that's
for
like
garnish.
So if you went to Greece and you wanted a village salad or a Greek salad.
It would be just tomatoes and cucumbers and anchovies, olives, feta cheese.
And what kind
oregano, of course.
Yeah, always oregano, I guess. So what kind of dressing do you put on that? Is it just like a vinegar and oil, or do you make something?
On the village salad, it's a oil based, a little bit of vinegar. Olive oil, of course, extra virgin. So it makes it good.
So you have other salads. You have salads that have crab meat on them?
Crab meat topping on top, yes.
And you have julienne salads, like?
Julienne salad. We have the dressings that are homemade. Italian dressing we make. We make the ranch homemade, the garlic homemade.
Really? See, I never would have thought that. So that's great that you're on this radio telling people that all the things you make from scratch. Because on your menu, do you write homemade by the salad dressings or anything like that?
We tell the servers to let the customers know all this stuff is homemade, all homemade cocktail sauce, tartar sauce, everything is that. We don't buy anything unless we have to.
Right. Well, there's a big difference too, isn't there?
Quality-wise, yes.
And health-wise. Because
there's no, like you get corn syrup, fructose.
Yeah, fructose and all
that. Yeah, those preservatives that they stay on the shelf for a long time. You don't eat none of that.
You know, just like you were talking about your seasoning. I mean, those seasoning salts that you see and you buy Lowry's and all that, people don't realize the amount of nitrates they put in that.
Preservatives.
Yeah,
yes.
And the nitrate is really hard on you. Where when you make it, you're using like kosher salt. You know what I mean? You're using just natural things.
Yeah, which goes very fast, so we make it more often.
So you also do wraps?
The wraps, absolutely.
And what kind of wrap do you use?
It's a honey wheat wrap, 12-inch tortilla.
And what do you feel it with? Is there special ones, or people can just get what they want in there?
It's we try to keep it to a minimum, but if you have a suggestion, we can always accommodate.
You got somebody on the line there, Jose?
Yes, we do. We have Caitlin from Hobart.
Caitlin.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Oh, just wonderful. It's Friday. I mean, you can ask for more anything more than that.
Friday, great food.
Exactly. And in another day, the Bears are going to be playing. I can't wait for Sunday. And
can't get better than that, huh?
Can't get better than that. You got a Kristen for Chris from the Grand Park Cafe out of Merrillville?
I do. Do you carry ribs?
We have ribs. Yes, we do.
On a regular basis, yeah. So, like, I could order ribs for the Sunday game?
Yeah.
Well, they're not open on Sundays
yeah,
anymore.
I hate to break that to you, but we're not open. But you can have them any day of the week. Yes, we have them available.
And what type
Okay. So, like, I guess what I'm asking is, like, if we wanted, you know, three or four slabs, would I have to call, like, a couple days ahead?
It would help to call a couple days ahead, yes.
And we could do
one
okay,
day ahead.
Great.
That's yes.
Just one day ahead?
Yeah.
So, Chris, what type of rib, what type of rib do you carry for Kaylin?
It's the baby back of ribs.
Okay. Now, do you like your ribs spicy, or what kind of sauce do you like on yours?
I actually prefer Kaylin? Them dry with the sauce
oh,
on the side.
Oh, you like them rubbed, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I think
that's
same,
what we
yeah.
do, Kaylin. Before we bake them, we put a rub on them, which is homemade.
You could do that?
That's how they
yes.
do them. So what he's saying is he does the baby backs, and then he rubs them, and then he bakes them off.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the sauce comes on the side.
Great. Well, the girls and I, we order for lunch quite often, and I always wondered, and I forget to ask every time I'm in, but I wondered if that was something that you carried.
No.
All
you,
right.
You can have them without the sauce. You can put the sauce on the side because they are not with the sauce unless we finish them with the sauce.
Uh-huh.
But you can have it your way, honey.
Okay.
So basically, if you want ribs for Sunday, you probably should call maybe tonight, and then Chris would have
right.
them ready for you tomorrow, and then you would just reheat them on Sunday.
Okay.
So what kind of sauce?
That's what I wanted to know.
You don't like sauce, but what kind of sauce would you like on your ribs?
I'm not a spicy person.
Okay.
But my husband likes the spicy stuff, so that's generally like why I like to do it on the side.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card out to Grand Park Cafe out of Merrillville. And
great.
Thank you for calling in, and I hope to hear from you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Caitlin.
Well, that brings up a good point because of what she's saying. She's going to eat it on Sunday during the game and stuff. Do you do catering? Do you have a catering menu?
We can cater anything on the menu as far as just so it's unlimited. You know, we do not limit the catering business. Say you just have to have just certain things. You can order anything out of the menu.
Okay. Now, you do a lot with burgers?
We do have a variety of hamburgers. Yeah.
Now, what size are they?
8 ounces.
They're a half-pound burger?
Half-pound burgers, yes.
Now, you cook those on a flat top or on a broiler?
On the flat top.
That's how I used to cook mine. So what kind of burgers do you have? You have... You have patty melts? What's a patty melt? So
with
people,
a patty melt, with an rye bread.
Rye bread with onions?
Without the seeds. People do not like.
Yeah, in the old days, everything had seeds. Now you don't see the seeds anymore.
Yeah, people do not like the seeds.
You know, that gets me to another point. I always say the old days, Chris. How has the restaurant business changed in 25 years? I mean, there's big change from 25 years to now. I know the COVID has changed things, but even before that, do you feel a difference?
I wish people would dine out at family-style restaurants instead of more of the fast-food type restaurants. It's more quality towards driven to a family-style restaurant. It's more quality and variety.
I agree with you. I think people, you know, guys that are as young as Jose... They like to go to all the little franchises all the time. And people don't realize the franchises, a lot of their food is made by the distributors. You know, like, you know, you go to TGI, I won't say the last word, you go to these places, they're not making their sauces. They're not making their seasoning. Gordon Food Service is making it for them. Or U.S. Food's making it for them. And they're just bringing it in and heating it up. And as folks out there, you know, you've been listening to us, discovered like a family-styled restaurant like Chris's, he's making everything from scratch. Do you actually make your barbecue sauce too?
I do have a good recipe for the barbecue sauce. I used to make our own pancake batter. flour, syrup,
mm-hmm.
barbecue sauce, and so on. But it's just sometimes you have to say stop.
Yeah, because, well, first of all, don't you look at it like if you don't sell a lot of it, that's one thing, too. You know, so you just make, you know, why make big batches if you're not selling a lot? But I always find out when you make it yourself, and you, Chris, you probably know this, when you make it yourself and it's great and you serve it to a customer, there's such a self-gratification, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
It's a totally different than, hey, I make, you know, like Alfredo sauce. I get it out of a pouch. Pour it out.
No,
you make it.
Yes, it's made to order. Yes, Alfredo sauce especially. There's no Alfredo sauce out there. You call Alfredo. It's just powder, milk.
And that's what there's a place called Griffith Lavatories. And what they do is they'll take some of these Alfredo sauce, like these big chains, and they'll, like you said, they make it a powder, and then the chains just like put a little milk and butter in it and reconstitute it.
No,
what you're doing, you're probably taking heavy cream.
We're using the heavy cream.
And you're reducing it.
And the Romano cheese, that which will thicken up. We cook it. It will thicken up. Try it yourself. It will. If once you cook the Romano cheese and whipping cream, it will thicken up, and that's the real Alfredo.
The real Alfredo is you put some heavy cream in that pan. You get it to simmer a little bit to get some of the moisture out. And like you say, you put the cheese in. You put a little butter probably.
You put a little butter, yeah.
Yeah, and then whatever seasoning.
Some garlic.
And basil, maybe.
Good.
Yeah, make it good. And then you throw your pasta in.
And then you throw the pasta.
And then as it goes, it reduces, it becomes.
Cooked to order, yes.
Right. That's how you're supposed to make it.
Oh, wow. And what's the cheese, if you don't mind me asking?
Romano cheese.
He uses
Romano cheese.
Romano cheese.
Oh, wow. I've always wanted to make a really good Alfredo.
Yeah, well, it's easy. It's not that hard.
Oh.
No. It is hard. So you come to Grand Park Cafe, Jose.
Yeah. It's hard. You know,
it's very hard.
I'll leave it to the professionals.
There you go,
buddy. Who do we got on the line there, Jose?
So on the line, we have Stephanie from Lowell. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to call in and throw some praise towards Grand Park Cafe.
Thank you,
it's
Stephanie.
One of my husband's and my favorite place to go.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. So when you go there, Stephanie, it's not just for breakfast. What do you like to get?
Well, no, we do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We do all of them.
Oh, do you?
Yes, we do. One of our favorite dinners is mine is the eggplant parmesan.
Oh, yeah. I saw
it's
that.
It's so good.
Fresh eggplant.
Fresh eggplant parmesan.
Yeah, it is good. And my husband loves the Italian sausage parmesan. He just loves it.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. So what we're going to do is Chris got a gift card, and we're going to send you out a gift card to the Grand Park Cafe in Miraville, right across the street from the South Lake Mall. I encourage everyone to visit. As we spoke with Chris here right now, you're starting to find out that they make everything, Stephanie, everything it seems like, except for raising the cows and the pigs.
yes, they do, because... And we've even gotten the chopped steak,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what he seasons it with, but it is really, really good.
And what do you
Thank
season
you,
it with,
Stephanie?
What do you season it with?
The chopped steak.
Yes, we season it. We have to season it. If you do not season it, it's just like.
You use your Greek seasoning on
it? Make it yourself, you know. That's why.
you use a Greek seasoning on it, or it's totally different?
We use the seasoning salt.
The salt that you make.
And also the our juice that we make from scratch.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it amazing, Jose? Thank you, Stephanie, for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. You'll be receiving that gift card.
Folks, you don't realize this. We only got 10 minutes left. This hour went by. Even Chris raised his eyes. And we haven't even talked about all the food and stuff. So what I'm going to do, Chris, is let's go down the table and tell us what you brought in. So Larry's over here. So what do you got down over here?
Well, let's start with today's soup, which is the egg, chicken lemon rice, and the tomato rosmarina. It's a traditional Greek soup. That the pasta itself comes from Greece. It's imported from Greece.
Oh, really?
It's a tomato-based soup, which it's an alternative for a Friday meal instead of meat.
Right.
And then we have the Greek pork chops there available. I have Greek chicken available. The pizza, which is made of vegetables, just to show that we do use all fresh vegetables, like the fresh spinach and fresh mushrooms and fresh, what we have there, onions and...
And actually, Larry's got a club. I never seen a triple decker clubs. You got one with has gyros on it.
Gyros and roast beef club, yes.
I've never seen that before.
They go really well together too. I had a bite of it. Oh man!
And you got what, chicken out there?
Yes, have broiled Greek chicken, the broiled Greek pork chops, and desserts that we have make homemade desserts like the cheesecake and the custard delight. Also the baklava that we have available, along with the other desserts like jello and chocolate pudding, all the good stuff.
You know, I didn't realize that you guys did pizzas. You know, the only reason I realized you made pizzas was Tom Maloney, the vice president of operations of the radio, he had to go get some pizza. And I said, where'd you get it? And he said, down at the Grand Park Cafe. And this was like probably a month ago or something like that. I'm like, wow. So when I looked, when I was researching, because when I go there, I get breakfast a lot. I hate cooking breakfast at home. So I get breakfast a lot. And your pizza is very, very good. I mean, it is very good.
Thank you, Chef. And for a chef getting the compliment, it makes a...
Well, your sauce is good. It's not like, you know, too acidy, and it's not too sweet. It's blended. What kind of cheese do you use?
Whole mozzarella cheese.
See, that's the key. It's a whole milk.
We shred it.
You know, you don't shred it yourself.
No.
Okay.
For real. We shred the mozzarella cheese at the restaurant.
Folks,
there's no reason to buy a shredder. It's much more economical, for one thing.
Yeah.
And,
there's a big difference.
Yes, in price.
You know, and when you buy it shredded, folks, people don't realize this. When you buy shredded mozzarella cheese, they put an additive to it so it doesn't stick.
Starchy almost.
Yeah, they put something in there so it doesn't stick together in the bag.
Well, you're a chef. You should know.
Yeah, so when you buy it pre-shredded, there's an additive kind of in there. When you buy the block, there is absolutely no additive.
Real mozzarella cheese says real mozzarella on it. Which is very nice.
You got T-bones there?
We had T-bones. Okay. Not available anymore. Hard to come by.
Well, that's what's going on right now, isn't it, Chris? With
food.
Unbelievable.
What's going on is unbelievable. You know, we run out of stuff, and we hear from our employees that we shouldn't run out of this, but there's nothing we can do. We try our best to have everything in stock. Sometimes it does not work. Always something missing.
Well,
always.
You know, the restaurant business, people don't realize, is very hard right now. You know, it's hard because you can't find employees, and the price of the goods are going up extremely. You know, everything's costing so much more, but no one expects you to raise your prices, right?
Well,
but you have to.
You have to sometime.
You have to. And that's what's going on right now.
We try not to. You know,
you're trying to balance it, aren't you?
We try to.
Out of 25 years, is this probably the most tense time in the restaurant business, the hardest time that you've had?
Sure, because we don't know our future.
Yeah.
We never know what's going to happen.
Who we got on the line there, Jose?
All right. We actually have a special guest caller.
Okay.
Tom Lounges has an anecdote.
Hello?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Tom.
Tom is our he hosts
Hello.
The Midwest Beat.
Hello,
here.
Tom.
And he just actually got out of the studio here about an hour ago. You should have stuck around, Tom. There's
so
much.
I should have. I'm hearing about all this great food, and I left early. Boy, I stayed last week, and you didn't have anything for me.
Well, you know.
Anyway, I just wanted to chime in. I heard you talking about the pizza, and that you weren't unaware that they had pizza. I was too. Until you know who the singing group The Spaniels are, correct?
Right.
That
we
did
do.
Goodnight Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I have them live in the studio for my music shows, that's one of the things they insist upon. They say, "We'll come in and we'll sing, but you got to get the pizza from next door."
There you go.
And they love the pizza, so that's part of the deal breaker. If I don't go and get some of the Grand Park Cafe's pizza, we don't have a radio show.
What do you think about that, Chris?
Yeah.
No radio. So you got to cut them off, and we have no radio show.
So I just, you know, a lot of people don't realize they have pizza, and I think that's something that we need to say more of, because I really think pizza, or people would go crazy if they were able to taste the pizza.
Honestly,
really,
too, I think you guys could be a very successful pizzeria. That's how good your pizza is.
Yeah, like,
very
exactly.
good pizza, Chris. Very good
it's
pizza.
There's a lot of variety of on the menu, and that's why makes it difficult to be a pizza restaurant. We have the pizza available for our customers as a choice. So, I want to tell our customers that we are follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you ever have a special request, we can try our best to accommodate it. I like to say a thank you to all the customers. Appreciate your business through all the years. Hopefully, we're here another 25 years for the future.
I hope we are, too.
I hope we are, too.
God knows.
So, Tom, what we're going to do is send you out a gift card to the Grand Park Cafe so when your guests come in, the Spaniels, it'll be a little less on your pocketbook to get that pizza.
I appreciate that. We're hoping to have men for our Christmas show coming up in the near future.
Oh, so, I love the Christmas shows.
Are you getting, so you're starting to put a little plug in there for that Christmas show, huh?
Yeah, I am. In fact, I'm going to pick up the bass singer from the group. We're going to have dinner tonight out in Michigan City, but it won't match up to the pizza next door.
Sounds great.
I'll tell him I said hi.
Thank you, Tom.
I will.
Tom from
Thank you guys.
Midwest Beat.
Thanks, Tom.
From Lakeshore Public Radio. There is so much more we got to cover, and we only have like
3 minutes.
3 minutes left, and we're
wow.
off the air. Chris, go over anything that I haven't covered. Got a couple of minutes here.
Please join us for breakfast. We will not be disappointed. Lunch as well. Bring your friends. Tell your friends about us. It's we do not advertise much, other than a word of mouth, which is the best way of advertising. And in return, we offer quality, we offer reasonable pricing, good service, and if there's a problem, we try to correct it.
Well, you know what? Also, Chris, give your hours of operations and phone number again.
The phone number especially is very easy to remember. It's a Maryville phone number, which is 769-1234.
Oh, wow. That's really easy. And hours operations real quick?
We're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Sundays.
And you're located right across the street from the South Lake Mall on Mississippi Street, half mile away from US 30.
US 30.
So I wanted to thank Chris again, McGillis, from coming in from the Grand Park Cafe and I mean, just showing us all the food that he makes and really enlightening us. I didn't realize this, on all the things he makes from scratch.
I had no idea.
I would say 90% of the stuff he does is from scratch. So thank you again, Chris.
It makes a big difference. Thank you, Chef.
It makes a huge difference.
That's hard to come by, too.
Yes, it is hard to come by. I want everyone to know that tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, we have game night with Wayne and Tom. And our sponsor for food for game night will be Aurelio's Pizza.
Okay.
They'll be bringing in some pizza. I also want to say about tell everyone to make sure they go to the Grand Park Cafe. It has amazing food, it has great prices, and it is very extremely friendly. Also, Wednesday, the 29th, Friends and Neighbors, I'll be on at 7 o'clock on 56.1. We'll be sitting there with Taco Depot going over all the food, so you'll get to see my mug on TV.
I can't wait.
And remember, people, family, food, drink, and music, that makes a night of everything. So enjoy the weekend. Go Bears. Yasu.